Sag the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amid Beis, the last two words on the line. Omar Rav Huna Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph Hamenaya Talisoy B'Shabbos. If someone dusts off his talis, Rashi says Min HaOfer, he dusts off his cloak on Shabbos from dust particles. Chayiv Chatos. Sag Rashi Dzeu Libunoy. It's like a Maisa Libun. It's like cleaning. It's like kibus. You mean malabin it. Fregdi b'kvega, and Nigulin Hashatz, right away on this. Ayin le'el daf kuf mem alef, v'ashil maschim b'bifnim b'tzorachiyun. His kasha is that Obadiah Gemara says that if you have a stain on your clothing, then you're allowed to clean it from the inside. You're allowed to, so to speak, clean it from the inside without scraping it directly from the outside. So Rashi over there says, the loy mucha milsa, when you do it from the inside, it's not muchach that it looks like you're being malabin. And vayta zok Rashi, umelabin mamash lehav, it's not really be'etzem melabin, even though you're cleaning it, the ain nois and shomayim. So Rashi clearly says it's only called melabin if it's be'etzem mayim. So B'kiveg over there also asks, ayin lahalon b'tzorchin. Because over here, according to Rashi, when you menai talisa, there's no water either. So how could it be melabin? Rashi says, zeh libunoi. So the Sharetzin answers this kasha, Sharetzin, in Simon Shinbeis, he answers the kasha and he says that every article of clothing, its libun is dependent how it gets cleaned. So ein chanami, the Gemara before was talking about without water, the stain is not going to be cleaned. So mela, it's not be'etzem alabin. Mashekem, when it comes to offer that's on top of your clothing, so over there you take a chai v'chatas because the libun is even without the water. Over here you can clean it without water. So mela, that would be considered a ma'ase melabin. Melabin is dependent on every article of clothing, what cleans it. If it doesn't need water to clean, then it's taka melabin without ma'ayim also. Just over there, Rashi said, it's not libum because you need water, because that type of stain needs water, so then it's only melabin with water. But it's not a stirat over here, where we call melabin even without water, because the dust particles, you can clean without water. Now, Tais over here argues in Rashi, Tais says, Pirish Rach, min atal she'olav, you're being menayed at talas with dew that's on top of it. The hainu kibus, and that's the ma'ase libun. And then Yechai v'chatos, v'chei mashma, davidumi, the kumsa, the Rav Yosef, ava b'nirim in offer, but Rashi that says that it's nirim in offer from dust, k'ripit b'kuntas, e nira, she is shaykh libun. Tois is gufa arguing, he says it's not shaykh libun. But the Tois is clearly learns that if we talk about that there is tal, there's dew, and that's the ma'ase libun. The only question is, if it's tal, so then why is it not an isa schita? Forget about libun, it's schita itself, if the tal you're taking out that's embedded in the article of clothing. So you may have to say that maybe it's not embedded, so it's not a ma'ase schita. It's just on the surface, but it's not really in it. But according to Tosafot, it will come out that when it's not something like tal, but it's merely dust, like Rashi says, according to Tosafot, that will be mutar l'chatchila, unless you're being meshafshif, unless you actually scrub it out, then it will be also even if it's merely a dust particle. The Rambam is mechadish, a new yisoid, and he says that when it says over in the Gemara, Menai Talisa B'Shabes Chayiv Chatos, we're talking about a talis, a cloak, at the end of the production line. Meaning, if there's articles, lichluch, dirt, that's on this cloak while it's being made, so when you finish and you remove those last strings and dirt and particles and lichluch, that is Makabe Patish. Chayiv Chatos because of Makabe Patish, not because of Malabin. We're not talking about Malabin. The taka doesn't need water. We're talking about the makbe patish. That's a Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud. Halach Yud Ches. Zok, the Gemara, three conditions. V'lo yamorin ela b'charti. This din that you chayv v'chatos, l'makke de islay, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam, but you only chayv if what? If it's b'charti. If it's new. If it's a new article, so then taka, it's considered libun. Ava batiki, if it's an old clothing, then leislambo. Then it doesn't make a difference. We're talking about dark clothing. So over there, itaka can make a difference by uchme. Ava b'chivga, if it's white, or v'sumka, if it's red, less lambo. So again, it means nothing. It only is considered a stain when it's dark clothing, and then it stands out. V'hu de kopid alayu. This is only when a person is makpid. Meaning, if I'm makpid, I'm not going to wear it until I remove the dust, according to Rashi, or until I remove the towel, according to Tosfos, so then, it's only then is it considered the chayv v'chatos. Zok the Gemara, Ula ikla le pumpedisa. Ula came to pumpedisa. Chozer Rabbanon to come and naptigli mayu. He saw the Rabbanon. They were cleaning. They were menapets their clothing. According to Rashi, it means it was begodim shchayrim. It was new clothing, and they were removing the dust from it. So zok de gemara. So Omar kom chalilon Rabbanon Shabbato. So he said, Chachomim, you are being mechal Shabbos because after all, it's also omelu ravida nefutzla ba'pei, meaning you can do it, continue doing it, even in front of Ula. Da'anan loy kaptin on midi, meaning we're not makpid on dirt, on dust particles that are on our clothing. So we wear it sometimes even without shaking it off. So because we're not makpid, usually, or even sometimes, so mele, it's not called a ma'isa libun, ain't allowed to be menai the beged and take it off. So that means basically saying we're not kapti. So the question is that Ula saw this ma'isa, and he said, Yimachal Shabbos. The Chayra, if there are three conditions that have to be met, it has to be Charati, it has to be Uchmi, and it has to be Kapti. So what was Bichal Tzad that he said, Yimachal Shabbos? Mechate said, Makpid. Who said, you're Taka Makpid? So the Bialocha asks his Kasin Shim Beis, and he says that if the fact that it's new and the fact that it's black, so in Mela, you can assume they're Makpid until you know that he's not Makpid. So there's a storm that a person is makpid, and that's what he told them, Yemichal Shabbos. That was good for the answer, where Rav Yehuda said that no, the futzel abape, you continue doing it, another kaptinon, we're talking about makpid. So mele, it's takamuta. Now the din of kapti is be'etzim whatever the person is makpid on. If a person is makpid on lavon, so then it's shaykh that he's kapti too. Whatever the person is makpid on his clothing. The din of uchmi is an example the Gemara says, but be'etzim the person can say anything that's dark, is stoma, there will be this kapti. And charati, the Beis Yosef discusses legabe, what's called charati. You have something new, and then you even after you clean it, and you mechabes it, does it still have to retain the shame that it's still new or not? So it's considered still new, he says, even if it's not brand new. The Rashba has a different avona in the whole sugi of kapti. The Rashba says that when a person is makbid, so then it's a psik resha that is melaben, meaning, my intent is to be melabein to clean it, I'm mechaven, because I'm makpid. Mashenka is someone who's not makpid, so then it's I don't care about it, so it's faket. It's not a psik ratio that I'm gonna be melabin because I don't care about it. So then tak, it's not melabin. If you're makpid, so then you're gonna do a ma'isa libun. You'll do a good job. Mashenka, if you're not makbid, so then you won't be melavin well. So then taka won't be, it's not a psik reshi, you're doing a ma'isa libun. The psik reshi of doing a ma'isa libun is gufatoli in kapti. That's what Rashba learns. Zok the Gemara, Abaye have a koi kamed Rav Yosef. Meaning, Abaye was once in front of Rabbi Yosef on Shabbos. Omalei, so Rabbi Yosef told him, Havli kum soi, bring me my hat. Zok Rashi, kum soi, koiva, his hat, koivi, my hat. Kapaluch. Zog de Gemara, so again, so Rav Yosef told Abaya, bring me my hat, please. Chozo di Iker tola alei. So Abaya saw that there was tal, there was dew on top of the hat. Have a koma chasim le miasvelei. So Abaya was hesitant. Chasmo, le sachsim. He was hesitant to give the hat to Rav Yosef because after all, I'm supposed to shake it off, I'm supposed to clean it off. So maybe it's an Issa Libun, so how can I return it to him? Can't give him a dirty, a stained hat. Omalei, so Rabbi Yosef told him, Nefoitz Shodi, meaning, remove it. Don't have to worry about the Issa Libun. Analoi Kaptin Omidi, I'm not Makbit. If I'm not Makbit, so there's no Issa Libun. Zok to be Alocha, and he learns up the Pshat, the Shakavitan, his Gemara beautifully. He says, we can learn this din of Kopids, who has to be Makbit? Is it the person that's the balabais on the article of clothing? He's the one that's copied? Or the person doing the mice of removing the stain? He's the one that's copied. And if he's not copied, there's no issa of melabin. It's totally in the person that's doing the mice or in the owner of the article. So he says that's good for the shakavitaya. He says that Abaye did not want to return it because he was good for mesupuk, meaning Abaye was makpid, but it's not an article of clothing. Could he now shafed in that it's an issa libun? Even if Rav Yosef is not. So Rav Yosef Gufa told him, I'm not makpid, it's totally in me, and I'm the Bailim. So Meli, you can take it off. Who cares if you're a makpid? I'm not makpid, so no, it's a libun. That's what the Bialocha learns. That's Gufa the Shakavitaya in this Gemara. La Halacha, it comes out in Simon Shin Beis that if you have a new article of clothing, if it's black, if you're makpid,
So if it's tal, if it's do, like Tais says, then you chayiv. If it's any other stain, the Bialocha says also, it'll be the same thing. If you're not makbid, then it's mutal lechatchila. Not makbid means that sometimes you go out with it like that. If it's dust, so we have a machlokes dash toises. According to Tais, it's muta unless you meshavshif it. According to Rashi, it's osa, so there's a yesh oimrim, the Ramo brings, that it's taka osa even by dust, if it has the conditions that we mentioned, that it's makbid, that it's shochar, and that it's charati. Now, it's always better to do it through a goy, Dr. Mishabura, because you can be soimich on toises, and then it's, if you make it, then you soimich on toises, so for sure with a goy it's better. Or it's always better through kalachayad if you're mesupuk, if it's something that you're makbid or not. So kalachiyad is always better in such an instance. But me'ikir adin, we don't take off even dust particles, according to Rashi, ubi osa. Now, we still have the sveikas. The sveikas is it called chodesh? What's called the shir beged chodesh? Is it tali in the bailim? Is it tali in the acher? These are all the sveikas that the Bialocha still brings that would have a relevance in the etzim din of libun over here. Now, the Mishbura says that the gol kovad abriyas is part of the equation because that's good for the question. Is as kovad abriyas, is there in what oifen would it be mutter and when is it also? Zok the Gemara, Om Rav Yitzchok by Yosef, Om Rav Yechanan, I yoitze betalis mikupeles. If someone is wearing a folded talis, umenachas le'al ksei foy b'shabes, he's wearing a talis like a shawl over his shoulders. Rashi says, al ksei foy means that he's wearing it la'achash and nosna al roisha. You put it on your head. Higbioi, you lifted it. Shipuleo al kseifov. I mean, you're wearing it like a shawl, like a scarf, but it's still over your head. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. So yoitz betalas mikupelas u'menechas la'al kseifoi b'shabes. It's on your head and on your shoulders like a shawl, all rolled up. So chayiv chatos. So that's not the derech, since it's not the malbush to wear it that way. So it's considered hoitzo. It's considered matzui. The Rebbeinu Chananel over here just says al kseifoi, don't say al roishoi. So that's good for the question, when is the chiyuv chatos? Is it only when it's a shawl, when it's a scarf? A scarf is a malbush, but here it's not meant as a malbush. So then it would be considered a masui. So is it only when it's directly over your shoulders without your head? Rash says even if it's over your head and over your shoulders alone and doesn't hang down, that would also be chiyuv chatos. Zog di gemara tanya nami hochi, we learned similarly in the Braisa. Soche ksus, people that are peddlers, they sell different wares of clothing. Hayoitzim talisos mikupolos, they wear talisos that are folded menochas al kseifon. They wear it on the shoulders b'shabes. Chayom echatos. V'loy soche ksus b'vadom. It is not only referring to peddlers that sell wares. Elakol adam, any person that wears it in such a fashion where it's not derech malbush. So then it chayv echatos. Eloshedibro, eloshedarkon shamoichin lotzis b'kach. The derech of the moichin is to go like this. So for them to go like this, not derech malbush, so me'el on Shabbos echai v'chatos. Zog demor likewise, v'chen v'ni ha'yoytze b'moyis ha'tzchurim l'bisadinoi, meaning a storekeeper that goes with moyis that are tzorim b'sadinoi in his money belt, so he's chai v'chatos, because it's not a malbush. V'loi chen v'ni b'vado amru, it's not just a chen v'ni, el kol odom, any person that would do it in such a fashion. That's what he does in the weekday, and it's not a malbush, it's a hoitzah, so melo who had in a Shabbos will be an isa hoitzah. Zog di Gemara, however, yoitz v'haretonin, haretonin people from the city of Retonin, Seshem Mokum, they're yoitzin b'sudorin shal ksvein. They're allowed to wear their sudor, their cape, the cloak that they wore as a sudor over their head. They're allowed to wear it mikupolim al kseifon as a scarf over their shoulders. Not like we had in the Gemara before that by talis yechai v'chatos. Because over here it's taka malbush. This is like a scarf. A scarf you're allowed to wear. A scarf is a malbush. A talis that's worn as a scarf is not a malbush. Mashenken a sudor, it's al kseifon is the derech. So they're taka yoitzim sudong and al kseifon. V'loi gatonim b'lvad, not just gatonim from the gatonim city, from the city gatonim, it's allowed to go in such a fashion on the scarf because that's the derech to wear the sudogin on your shoulders. Ela shedarkon shel gatonim lotzis bekach. The ratonim do this in the weekday, and they wear bedech malbush. Before we said darkon, not b'teres malbush. So meli chayv chatos. Here it's darkon b'teres malbush. So meli it's takamutul choladam too.
Zok the Gemara om Rav Yehuda meisa behukenis benoishah Rabbi Eliezer ben hukenis. Hukenis, the enikel of hukenis. His father was Rabbi Eliezer ben hukenis. She yotze besuder shal ksefa b'shabbos. He wore a suder on his shoulders on Shabbos. Elo shenima kuchalay betzboy. He had a strand that was connected to the suder that was on his shoulders, but it was connected around his finger, so it shouldn't fall and be carrying in the shizram dal ramas. So that itself would like a protection that it's not going to be carried. Said, even if he doesn't have this strand around his finger, it's mutter. Like we said before in the Gemara, that a suder as a shawl, as a scarf, is mutter. Zog the Gemara, Dorash Rav Nachman Bar Chizda, Dorash Rav Nachman Bar Chizda, Mishmei Rav Chizda, Halocha, Afa Pish Ein Nima Kuchel Rav Chizda, so if you don't have the Nima tied around your finger, the mere fact that you're wearing it around your shoulder is a derech malbush. Zog the Gemara, Ula ikle leve asi bahini boy mine. They asked him, "Ma'ul laso is marzav b'Shabbos? Are you allowed to make a marzav on Shabbos?" Now the Gemara didn't explain yet what a marzav is. It's the gate to wearing a talis a certain way. So Omalu, he told him, "Okay, Omer Gabeloi, also laso is marzav b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to." So he said, "Okay, now that you tell me it's also." So Gemara says, "My marzav. What is a marzav? What exactly do you do to the talis that it's a marzav?" Omer Gabzega kisse babliyoso. Rashi learns that it's like a French cuff that you have in your pants. So these cuffs that you're making now, when you're making the cuff, Zog Rashi, it's considered like a tikkun mona. It's Zog Rashi, osam shum tikkun mona. This cuff that you make, this marzev, it looks like a gutter. So this gutter, this marzev, this cuff, is like a tikkun mona that you're doing. So you're accomplishing this, so mele, it's taka osa. Now Rashi says you're doing it in order that it shouldn't get soiled, it shouldn't get dirty. So Rashi kisse bablaisa shemisakim bigdeim in the oretz shken aruchin v'koyflin oitzin kapi malo u'machzikin adichutin v'anikumin kis u'kumay marzev. So it's also because of tikkun mona. Tosfos on the other hand learns the sugi differently. We're not talking about the is of tikkun mona. We're talking about the is of hoitzah, meaning. Is this considered derech malbush, what you're doing with the talis, or is it not a derech malbush? You're doing with the talis in a certain way, you're folding it, you're holding it, you're wearing it in a certain way, is it a hoitzo, is it a malbush? And that's the shak of the Gemara. So he's saying it's also if it's not a derech malbush. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yomi Yava Yosef Kamei Rab Zeira. Rabbi Yomi was once sitting in front of Rab Zeira, and he folded his talis similar to a marzif. Omale, he asked him, Hochimai, what's the din if I fold it in such a way? Is it considered a ma'ariv and it's osur, or is it not? According to Rashi, is it tikkun mona? According to Tosfos, would it be considered hoitzo or not? Is it a malbush or not? Derech malbush. Omalei, so he told him, what you're doing now is still osur. So he did a different way. He said, what about like this? V'hochi mai? Omalei, osur. He said, vayitzin, it's also osur. Omer ha-popa, nekoita klol biyotcho. This is the klal that's going to define when is it osur, when it's muta. Kol adaita de lechnufei. If your intent is in order that it should remain like that in order. Zok Rashi lechnufei. She metukin tomid lahamid kipul loylam. It should remain like that. So then it's taka osa. Because then it's a tikkun mona. Koldel is nice. If you're only doing it for beauty, so then you don't need it to remain. Zok Rashi is nice lefishah. So then it's shori. Then it's taka muta. That's according to Rashi. That the question is tikkun mona. Lefishah is not a tikkun mona. Loylam is a tikkun mona. According to Tosfos, he learns the sugya and he says, since we're talking about the Issa Vaitzah, so the question is similar. Meaning, if you're doing it in such a way that it's leknufya, meaning that it's in order to prevent the clothing from getting dirty, from dragging on the floor, so then you're doing it what? As a masui, then you're carrying it as a masui. But if you're doing it, not that it should get dirty, but you're doing it in order that it should look nice, so then it's a malbush. That's a toisin lezer sugya. So the going over here is goris taka, the gears of the Rambam, that the lechnufya is also meaning pirush Rambam shelo yikru, that shouldn't tear or shelo yislach lechu, it shouldn't get soiled. So when you do it for such a fashion lechnufya, so then it's taka masui. Mashenkel is nice to look nice, so then it's a malbush and then it's mutter.
Zog the Gemara ki hod Rav Shisha bereid Rav Idi misnoy b'sadino yhaver. Meaning, Rav Shisha bereid Rav Idi, when he did this marzev, so he did it misnoy b'sadinoy. So since it was a derech for him to do it, derech is not in lisnoyis to look make it look good. In the weekday, he did it lisnoyis. So on Shabbos, it's taka muta because it's taka not le'oilom. It's only lefisho. So then it would taka be muta. Now, halacha are talises that we wear outside. It's a malbush, so you're allowed to wear it. Now, if you're wearing it lisnoyis, it's always better. Meaning, if you're lifting it in order that it shouldn't soil and get dirty and stained or tear, so then you have this problem that it might be a masui, the way Tosis learns, the way the Rambam learns. But Al-Kaponim, lisnoyis, to wear it because of beauty is always better. So if you're wearing it, taka wearing it in a way that it's not just around the shoulder, we have it hanging down, in addition around the shoulder, but it's hanging down, so it's a malbush, and lisnoyis is a vada better. Zog the Gemara, ki osa Rav Dimi, Omar, pamachas yotze Rebbe lesod, the Rebbe went into the field on Shabbos. Bo yishnei tzirei talisoi, the two sides of his talis, munoch rak sefer wearing on his shoulder. Meaning, it was somewhat going down, but it was also partially on his shoulder. Omelef, not like a total, like a shawl, like a scarf, but it was like we maybe wear it. Omelef, on of Yeshua ben Ziruz, ben Chomiv Shalameya. Yeshua ben Ziruz, the son of the father-in-law of Remeya, means Remeya's brother-in-law. Bezu lechiv Remeya Chatos. How are you going out with this? Didn't Remeya say Yechai v'chatos when you wear it in such a way? Apparently it wasn't like we wear a talis, but it was a little more folded up. It's not a derech malbush. Omalehi. So Rabbi told the Yeshua ben Ziruz, Diktik Remeya Atkan, meaning, what about if I wear it like this? Remeya was medactic in such a fashion too. It's not totally on my shoulders, it's hanging down. So Zog the Gemara, Shilshel Rabbi Talisoi. The Maaser Rabbi accepted these words that Remeya would not allow this and he lowered it. Zog the Gemara ki osa Ravin, Omar. Ravin came and he said, Lo Yeshua ben Ziruz have it. This Maaser wasn't Yeshua ben Ziruz. That was Meir that told him, and made him aware that it's not, it shouldn't be worn that way. Ela Yeshua ben Kfusoi, it was Yeshua ben Kfusoi, Chasono Yeshua Rabbi Kiva's son-in-law. Omar, he said, Bezulo Chiv Rabbi Kiva Chatos, didn't Rabbi Kiva Machayev Chatos, if you wear it this way, how are you wearing it this way? Omar Loi, so Rabbi told him back, Diktik Rabbi Kiva Atkan, what about if I wear it like this? He asked him, and at the end of the day, he was mekabelit, v'shil she Rabbi Talis, and he lowered it. Zog the Gemara, ki osa Rav Shmuel bar Avido Omar, Nishal Itmar. The Maaser never took place for Rabbi. Rabbi never went to the field with such a talis. The Gemara says, Pamachas Yotze Rabbi Lesoda. It wasn't Rabbi that went to the Soda, but Nishal, he was asked such a question. Are you allowed to go into the Soda with such a talis on Shabbos? And before he was Mater, so then Rabbi Kiva's son-in-law or Remeya's brother-in-law were the one that were more to him that Remeya or Rabbi Kiva did not allow it. And that was the Maaser. And he was Mekabel, and Itaka didn't allow it. He wasn't Mater it to the Shoyal. Zog the Mishnah, Haroichetz b'mei ma'ora. If someone washes himself on Shabbos in the mei ma'ora, in the waters of a cave, a mikveh, u'b'mei tveria, or in chamei tveria, v'nistapek, and then he dries himself, afilu be'es alun tiyos, even if he uses 10 towels. So the third towel, the fourth towel, those are much less wet because you use so many towels. Still, lo yaviim b'yodi, you can't carry them in your hand because you're going to be soichet, and it's a chashash of schita. However, avala sora b'nei odim, if you have 10 people, mistapkin baluntis achas, you can have 10 people all sharing one towel, even though it's soaked, so to speak. Baluntis achas p'neim edem raglem, they can mistapkin baluntis, they can dry their hands, their feet, their face with one towel, because since they're carrying it together, mevin oisim b'yodon, so mele, they're carrying it together, so they matke adore, they remind one another not to squeeze, not to be soichet. Now the discussion in the poskim is 10 people, the Rishonim even discussed, is 10 people dafka 10? Or pshat is even 2 people is enough? Just like we find that loyika loy aner, 2 people could be koy loy aner because one reminds the other. So Vedic Gemara is going to say, 10 remind one another, mitka adodi, is it dafka 10 over here? Or maybe even 2 would help.
But the sugya over here is not the sugya of Oitzah. We're not talking about an Issa Oitzah. We're talking about the Issa of Schita. So the question is, could you can't carry it yourself because you might come to be Soichet. So it has to be done, even if it's 10 towels. So it's a very Shvach Shash of Soichet. Still, you're not allowed to bring it. 10 people, then they're Mitzki, then they could. Now, even though it's not allowed to be carried, that doesn't make it Muktzah Be'etzim, because through 10 people, Be'etzim it's Mutter. So you can't say it's Be'etzim Muktzah. Just you can't do it because of the Issa Schita, but not because of we're not discussing the Issa of Muktzah. Now, the whole discussion in the Mishnah is that you might come to be Soichet. That is the Issa. The Etzim using the towel, that's not a problem. Using the towel is not a problem. So Mitzad, what would it be a problem? So Tosis, Tavkuf Aleph said that Mitzad Melaben would not be a problem. Because melabin means cleansing. Over here, you're not cleansing the towel. You're making it dirty. You're soiling it. You're cleaning it. You're drying yourself with it. So mele, that would not be called melabin. In addition, Tosafot over there says that there is no melabin when the beggar itself is clean. Melabin is a soiled piece of clothing. You're not allowed to make wet because you're cleaning it. But here, we're not talking about a dirty article of clothing. The towels are clean. So mele, tachach melabin, zok Tosafot, by drying yourself with a towel. Now, what about the chashash schita is only you're holding it in your hands? So that's what we said, 10 people ought to hold it together. The chashash schita is when you're holding it in your hand, you might squeeze it. But the etzim using the towel, not to dry your hands on the towel, you're not chashash, you're going to be soichet. So the reason is, so the Goyin in Bir Agro says, the reason is because I'm not makpid if the towel is wet or not. So there's no chashash that I'm going to squeeze it. I don't care if the towel is wet. Lemaisa lahalocha taka, you're allowed to dry your hands with a towel. You're allowed to use a towel because lemaisa we're not makpid if it's wet or not. So according to this, it's always better to use a towel that you're not makpid on. If it's a type of towel that I want to make sure that it's not wet, so that's not the towel you should be using to dry yourself with. The Rashba says that there's reason no chashash schit on the etzim towel when you use it. Because otherwise it would be exerish en yochel lamed boy. That means you can't wash your hands on Shabbos. You can't make yourself wet because you can't use a towel. You have shalamed boy, not to be roiches at all. So mele, they didn't say that the chashash and had some usage of the towel. So again, the Mishnah says, roiches mei ma'ogav mei tov in istapik, after you dried yourself, afilu eser, alunti yois levim biyodei. Aval asor b'nei odom, 10 people, mistapkin, they can dry themselves alunti achas, even with one towel, b'nei midem ragleim, they carry it back together. They remind one another. So the Mishnah Sochin. You're allowed to use Shemen on Shabbos. Umemash Bashin. You're allowed to rub it into you. Lahanozak Vashi, but not very pressing and very strongly. Avalomis Amlin. You can't do it. Lashashi Bekoyach Zagvashi. That's already Shasha Memachek. That's much stronger. Velomis Garden. You can't use a utensil, a kli, a megareres. That is also. It's Uvdil Choyal Zagvashi. Ein Yodin Likadumya. You can't go down to the river Kadumya, which the Gemara is going to say it's also a fuadika thing. Venoisin apiktizin. You can't use a medicine that makes a person vomit. So that's also, it's like a fuadika thing. Ve'ema atzvenes akotin. So Rashi, that you misakin and miyashav atzmoisov. The chul yishidrosoi. So that again, you can't do that on Shabbos. Ve'ema machzignes hashever. You can't return a etzem that was broken. That's also, it's a refua. Any refua is also called shchikas samonim. So that's why it's also, so ein machzirin es hashever. However, mishnifka yodav ragloi, if someone's limb was displaced out of a joint, so liyitafein betzoinen, you can't have it, water beat down on it. Water beat down on it, so then that's nikah, that's refuah. Like any time shchikas amonim, it's never a chashash of shchikas amonim if you're doing something derech achilosoi. So if you're also, if you're letting the water go on regularly, then you're not worried about the refuah that you're doing. If you're doing it in an irregular way, it's not usually done, beating water on it, so then taket is a chashash of shchikas amonim because that's already nikur, that is the refuah. The Rashi, the Mishnah right away says that the main ma'ora we're talking about is do me the meitveria, that it's chametveria hot. So how could you go in a hot water on Shabbos? There's exeris balonim. You're not allowed to use hot water because the balonim, the bathhouse attendants, used to warm up water on Shabbos, even though they said they did it before. So Rashi Taka says, that's where it says, haroichet b'meimora. It's b'dievet. You're not allowed to go l'chatchil in meimora. It do me the chametveria. It's also, it's only that a person did it. but a taka roichet b'di'eved, but not lechatchila. Chamitvei is different. Chamitvei, there's no gzeres balonim, because that's a natural spring, that's naturally warm, there's no gzeres balonim. But under ma'ora, it's taka only b'di'eved. That's what the Gemara says. Katoni, shteitin Gemara, katoni mei ma'ora dumi de mei tveria. Make ma'ora like the mei tveria. Ma mei tveria chamin. Just like mei tveria hat, af mei ma'ora chamin. Ha roichet di'eved in, lechatchila loy. It's mashma only be the ever, but not lechatchila. Zog the Gemara michlal. From here you can deduce. Zog the Gemara kufim zayinu mit beis. The leishtateif. That if a person doesn't go into the water as a bath, but rather he has the water being poured over him, so then kol gufoy afilu lechatchila. If you mishtateif, you pour it over you, so then even the lechitz of kol gufoy is mutal lechatchila, even in hot water. The whole gzeg of schamei tveria is the whole gzeg of balonim, I mean, is only in a bath. That's where they warmed it up. But when you pour it over there, there was no gzera. They didn't make the gzera by being mishtatev. So chamin is even mutter. Who is this like? Mani, zoktamol Reb Shimon. This is Reb Shimon Shita. The Tanya, the three of Machloikas. Lo yishtatev odom be'mecham be'mitzoyin in divra meir. Remeir says you can't even take a shower having water poured over you. Doesn't make a difference if it's hot or cold. Even cold is also. Reb Shimon matir. Reb Shimon says it's mutter even with hot. And that's what we're saying. Lishtatev kol gufo is abechilachatkil is mutter. Bischamin, that's Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda differentiates. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'chamin it's osa, because we extended the gzera of balonim even by l'shtatev, and b'tzayin it's muta. So we're saying that this dirk, that in the main ma'or it's osa, l'chatchila, michlal de l'shtatev it's muta, that's according to Reb Shimon, it says that b'chamin l'shtatev it's muta. We'll stop over here, kuf mem zayin omit beis, by the two dots on the top.